to be fair to the two Middlesex openers, I thought they played really well. I mean, Strousey had a life when we dropped him into slips, but he showed his class in many ways, in the way that both him and Robson got over the new ball and got into the second spells. And, you know, it was a good performance. I think we could have bowled better. We could have bowled as a group a little bit better, but having said that, there were some chances for us to take. A couple of near misses with some leaves where we were very, very close going over the top of the stumps. But having said that, I think if we'd have bowled a bit better as a group, we'd have possibly had better figures, maybe got them 3 or 4 wickets down.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of Sam Robson before today, but he was a very good judge of his off stump in the first over or so from David Lucas, I thought. But after that, I thought he looked a decent player.
Yeah, he had two tighter leaves early on, but having said that, you know, to see a batsman who wants to leave the ball, an opening batsman in particular, is quite a rare thing these days. And credit to him, in defence as well, he was very good because he played the ball very, very softly. So in many ways, you know, some good opening batting, and I think he's definitely a player for the future, because he's already got good stats behind him and he hasn't played long, and opening the batting is not an easy place to bat, and I think he'll be a good player for the future.
If there was a criticism, and you alluded to it, I mean, Alan Richardson, what you see is what you get generally. David Lucas, I thought, did bowl pretty tightly. It was when you got into your change bowlers, really, perhaps that consistency wasn't there that you'd be
looking for. Yeah, Richard didn't quite hit his straps today. He looked as though he was probably rushing a little bit and desperate to impress. Anish was in, you saw the brilliance of Anish, which is to get the England captain out with his, what, third or fourth ball or whatever it was, which was a fantastic scalp for him. And then we gave him an opportunity to start the ball rolling again when we went back out there, and we had 2 overs for 20, and that's typical of an 18-year-old kid, and we can't forget that. He's only 18 years of age, but he's a wonderful, bright prospect, and as long as we look after him right and we try and bowl him at the right times and not get too carried away, I'm sure that he'll have a wonderful future.
Assuming the gloom lifts tomorrow morning, another chance to come back fresh, really.
Yeah, that's what we'll try and do. We, you know, we've got. I still think there's quite a bit in that wicket, you know, and we can't let them get too far ahead, because I don't think it'll be easy batting against the likes of Finn on that wicket. So, you know, we've got to start well, take some wickets, take our chances, and bowl as a group, and we should be fine.
Just a word, of course, because of the conditions at New Roads, you've got to move the championship match against Surrey to Kidderminster.
Yeah, that's very sad for the supporters, the members, but the club generally, because a flood means we'll lose money as well. We'll lose money in lost revenue for what we might have got at New Road, and moving all the stuff, it's quite a hassle, and it's quite an expense as well. So, you know, we're a club that, you know, we run our finances very, very well, but you know, every single penny goes towards cricket, but that's profit. And you know, if we're having to dig into our coffers and it's costing us money, then that's not a good thing.
Final point, I know the authorities can in no way ever second guess what the weather's going to do in April and May, but not just for Worcestershire but for all the counties, it's been some fairly damp squib start to the season, really. But
well, I'm not one to knock the ECB for a lot of their judgments, but yeah, I do think that certainly in my involvement of professional cricket now, which is over 30 years, it's been quite good starting, you know, around about the third week in April, and we've suddenly changed that, and whether that's to accommodate things later on, I'm not sure, but you know, for years and years and years, we've always started around about second, the earliest third week of April, but now we're jumping into the first week of April, and I think it's too early, to be honest.